Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment. Pastor Beckford was teaching on the omnipotent God, omnipresent God, and omniscient God. So that message yesterday was powerful, reminding us that there is no limits with God, that God is everywhere, and we must be aware that he is everywhere, and he is an all-knowing God. So if you want to hear more teaching like that, join us on Sunday mornings at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We'd love to have you. We also have Vacation Bible School starting next week on Monday, August 4th, and it will go through Thursday, August 7th. It's specifically for children ages 5 to 11, and it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. each evening. So we ask that you register your children. You go to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page, and there is a link pinned to the top so that you can register your children from that link.
So, I'm so excited, guys. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys are excited about this teaching. Mm-hmm. The power of the Holy Spirit. And we hear so much talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. And we hear so much talk about who have the Holy Spirit and who don't have the Holy Spirit. But when we look at the Word of God and we study God's Word, not through the eyes of religion, let me say this. When you study God's Word, do not study it through the eyes of religion. Study God's Word through the eyes of faith. This is where it's supposed to be. And remember, always go back to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18 through 19, that remember, everything that that we read there, you can only experience that through the blood of Jesus Christ. And to experience the blood of Jesus Christ is true faith. Mm-hmm. Everything about God is true faith. So when we think of the Holy Spirit and to have the experience of the Holy Spirit, it's coming through the eyes of faith for the believers. For the believers. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to what? Please God. Now you see that. Mm-hmm. So let's repeat this one more time on this Thursday. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. He who comes to God, who ever now coming, has to come how? By faith.
Mm-hmm. Believing.
Yes.
That he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Mm-hmm. You can't receive anything from God without a full understanding and grip of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, which is the key. And sometimes when we read, it says the heroes of faith, Hebrews chapter 11, by faith Abraham, by faith Moses, by faith Sarah. And we go through by faith, by faith, by faith, and miss the central part of it. Verse 6. That these guys please God by faith. That's why they please God. And these guys also know, Pastor Diana and Emily, that he what? Exists. Mm-hmm. They know the truth. Why were they so powerful? Why were they classified as the heirs of faith? One, they know the only way to God is by faith. Mm-hmm. They know that. And secondly, they know God exists. So there's no doubt, a reservation in those guys' heart that God exists. And they know the only way to reach him is by faith. So let's get this on this morning. The only way to reach God is by faith. Secondly, we have to believe that he what? Exists. Because if you start to doubt that he exists, forget it. It's zero. So we have to have 100% assurance that God exists. Once we be convinced of that, then we also know the third thing there. He's a rewarder now. Mm-hmm. He's a rewarder. So whatsoever we ask, whatsoever you ask him to do, you also know he's going to what?
Do it.
Do it. Mm-hmm. There it goes. Mm-hmm. There it is.
So there's a fulfillment of the word. Because each and every individual, where it says throughout Hebrews 11, by faith, by faith, by faith, mm-hmm. it was a fulfillment of the word.
Right.
It wasn't the people seeking their own idea.
Yes.
They were fulfilling by faith the direction that God had told them to do. Some stuff took longer than others to be fulfilled. But if they kept in seeking the promise, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So in order to get to the promise, they had to continually seek God for the direction to obtain the promise. And they had to go by faith because there was opposition. It didn't happen right away. But because they endured to the end, they received the promise.
And the only way to do that, mm-hmm. you have to believe.
Believe. By faith.
By faith.
Not by what it looks like.
Like
not the opposition, not the adversity, but by faith.
You have to believe it by faith. Because without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. He who comes to God must first, what? Believe. So coming to God, you have to first decide. If you don't believe, then he's saying, don't come. Because then nothing gonna work. He who comes to God, what? First thing, believe. What you gonna believe? He is. He exists. Somebody get it this morning. Before we pray, settle that peace in your heart that he is. He exists. So you're not praying and wishing and hoping. We gotta quit praying, wishing and hoping. Because when he resides in your spirit, you know that he what? Exists. When God resides in your spirit, you know that he exists. And my prayer is no more wishing and hoping. I pray with full assurance. Look at 1 John chapter 6. Let's find 1 John chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Because we don't have to work these things up. And that's my teaching here, our teaching on this radio. We don't have to beg and try to work stuff up. We just got to what? Believe. Look at what John, 1 John chapter 6, verse 14 says.
1 John chapter 4, verse 15, whoever confesses.
No, 1 John chapter 6.
There's no 5th.
Those are the last chapter of John.
5.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's where I am. Mm-hmm. And verse 14 and 15.
Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him.
So, Pastor Dad, mm-hmm. how many times it says we think? Mm-hmm. In there.
Mm-hmm.
How many
Never.
Times?
Never.
Look at that verse.
No, so we know.
It says we know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How many times in that verse he says we hope?
Nope. Now this is.
No. We want our listeners, because mm-hmm. we love our radio listeners, mm-hmm. And we're here, make your day count, how to make your day count. Mm-hmm. It can be a hope and a wish. Mm-hmm. It's actually based upon reality, facts. And you go back to verse 14 and listen very careful, our listeners this morning.
Now, this is the confidence that we have in him.
Yes.
Not in what it looks like, in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him.
And there's no feeling. Mm-hmm. And then there's no hope so. Mm-hmm. Or I wish. Mm-hmm. It's that I know. Mm-hmm. I know based up on his word. Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to confess, I always used to say, I hope so, I hope so. And I really had to diligently correct myself.
Yeah.
You know,
That's right.
It's a form of habit, and it's not good. Now I make it a point. I know so.
Mm-hmm. Because, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because we got to get away from I hope so to I know so.
Yes.
Based up on the word of God. He says, now this is the confidence that we have in who? Mm-hmm. In him. Mm-hmm. Not in me, not in my thought, not in what I'm thinking. Everything is in him. Mm-hmm. I remember the other day I was saying, man, when I pray for somebody to be healed, I am so relaxed in that because I know I am not the healer.
Amen.
So I'm not worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried if he's going to be healed because I'm not the healer. If I am the healer, then I better start to worry. But I'm not the healer. God is the healer. What I do know, I have confidence in him. See the big difference now. Mm-hmm. I have confidence in the healer. Mm-hmm. That God is the healer and it is God to heal that man, not me. My job is to ask God to do it. And believe that he does it. And quit worrying about it after I finish praying. Because if I still die, worry about it, like you say, haven't faith yet. I haven't believed. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Must know. And that we've experienced just a simple practical thing. You're at the grocery store. If you only have a certain amount of money in your hand and you got all these groceries in the cart, you're like, oh, I hope I have enough. I hope I have enough. But if you know that you have plenty of money and it's going to surpass what's in the cart, then you know you have enough. So you have a different feeling when you're standing there in line. And I've been in both situations. Oh, I hope I don't have to put nothing back. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count. Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer.
There is good news for the captive. Good news for the shamed. There is good news. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed, for the good Lord has come to seek and save.
He's our